Blog Talk Radio.
I'm walking in authority, living life without apology. It's not wrong, dear, I belong here, so you might as well get used to me. Now, my mother may not be the queen, but my father's king of everything. To the family, so I guess that makes me royalty. I'm a given the dominion, yeah. Power of a minion, yeah. Everything I do is a blessing. Promise me some great success. I am the authority. God, I'm the majority. Look upon me, look on me. So you might as well get used to me.
I'm walking in authority.
God bless you. God bless you. How are you all this evening? Oh, this is Walking in Authority Hour with your host, Pastor Donna Kibble. Amen. 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 So glad you all are listening in on tonight. This is KBDI Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. We have a good lesson on tonight, and tonight is just talking on being thankful. We need to talk on thankful and just what it is to be thankful and what it is to be grateful on tonight. Amen. Amen. And before I start, I want to just give a couple of announcements on tonight. Amen. Amen. So while you're waiting, think about it. I want you to think about what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? And I want you to come on the air and just let us know what you're thankful for or what God has made you grateful for. Okay? All right. All right. But first, let me pray. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for this time and this opportunity, God. Father, we are grateful, God, for every door that you have opened up for us tonight, and we say thank you. We thank you for the time spent with you. We thank you for the time spent with our family. We thank you, God, for all that we have conquered just on this year through the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. Now we ask you to touch every listener on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them be able to call in and let us know what are they grateful for. Now, Father, we thank you, and we pray that it goes all out through the airwaves on tonight, God, that people in Mexico, people in Hawaii, people in the on the beach land in California, New York, hallelujah, listening on tonight, people in Africa, whoa, in Ghana, God, we thank you for them tonight, God, that you would give them a listening ear tonight to click on, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Now, we know that this is a good way that you can send a donation to. And we thank you for it right now. And the donation, this is good grounds. Amen. Amen. So if you would like to send in a donation, you can send it to Kingdom Builder International, 16250, I'm sorry, Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, Suite 369, or you can download the app to www.givelifecom, or go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.com and click on Internet Radio. Now, the church services here is Kingdom Builder International, 16250. Northland Drive, amen, Suite 369. Service starts at 11 a.m. And our pastor is Prophetess Teresa Dot, amen. And on Wednesday, we also have what is Jesus Encounter, which is 6:30 p.m., amen. So if you would love to call in or send in a prayer request, the prayer line is always open Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Amen. The number is 218-895-0280. And the code is prayer. P-R-A-Y-E-R. Or you can dial 772-937. Amen, amen. We are so excited to announce Kingdom Builder Development Institution ministry classes. If you believe that God is calling you to ministry, do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4 said, but we would give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, write this down, 313-583-9739. Amen. So for the Internet Radio, if you would like to go and listen to the speakers and have an update, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Amen, and click on follow, and you will receive the updates and the speaker's name and their message that they spoke and what event that's coming up. Amen, amen, amen. So now we're going to get into the lesson. Amen, amen. And we're going to talk on being grateful. Amen, and what we're going to come from is the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. And I'm going to read that. And then as I read, I want you to call in now on tonight, because I want you to just let me know what you're grateful for. Amen. Amen. And the number is 661-449-9911. Amen. Amen. Now, Colossians 3, 15 and 17 read, and let the peace of God rule into your heart, to the which ye also are called in one body, and ye be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Amen. And number 17 says, and whatsoever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, giving what? Thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight, and I just want to start it off by saying I am grateful for what God is doing for me. Amen. I am grateful that I am still living. I am grateful that God has kept me. Amen. I am grateful that I'm still in my right mind. Amen. That I still have my health and strength. Hallelujah. I am grateful. Glory be to God. But I just want my listening audience to just come in and just let me know. Now, if you have a scripture that you might want to read or being thankful and grateful, feel free to do it. If you have something that God has given you just now in the instant, feel free to share. And if you just want to say what you're grateful for, I will appreciate it. So will they be one? Amen, amen. So just come in and let me know what you are thankful and grateful for.
Hello, amen. This is Prophetess Steffi. Hello, this is Prophetess Steffi.
Hey, Prophetess Steffi, God bless you.
God bless you too, woman of God. I just want to give God all the praise and glory and honor, because he truly has been good to me through all my pain and all my heartaches and everything I've been through. He has kept me. And, I mean, now he's kept me, but, I mean, people look at me, and they don't know what I've been through. So God is a restorer. So he not just blesses and keeps us, but he restores us, because you wouldn't look at me and know all that I've been through last year and, you know, before that, you know, with my health and all kind of other personal issues. God, for healing my body, healing my mind. I thank him that he draws me, because the Bible says no man can come to God unless he draws you. And I thank him for drawing me. I thank him for his unconditional love. Because when I grew up in a different circumstance. I didn't just grow up in the church, you know. And, you know, I was sent to church, but I didn't know about, like some other people, it was the PKs and all that. So I didn't know about the love of God. It's awesome for God to love us unconditionally. That when people will turn it away from us, if they can hear something about us or something we do wrong, and they sue with us, period. You know, even if you're positive, you still won't be bothered. But I thank God. I really thank him that he will still, he'll forgive us.
Yes,
he won't remember
will.
What we've done. And I thank him that he, it's like you start all over again. And I thank him for that. And then I don't want to take up too much time, but I thank God for my family. It's a blessing to have family. I thank God that I have children that and grandchildren, and I thank you how we work together and how we love together and share together. I just thank God for my children, and I love my grandchildren. I'm so happy to be a grandmother. I thank God for my grandchildren. They're just such a blessing, and they're joyful.
Yes.
And my baby girl had twins, so that was something new. I've never had twins in my family. So I'm so grateful for that. I mean, I'm grateful for life, you know, another day with my health and strength. So it's so much to be thankful for. I just thank God for being a keeper and just loving me and my family. So that's about it.
Good. Well, that is so good, woman of God. And I am grateful, and I love when you said God is a restorer because God has restored you. Sometimes that we look like the pain and the suffering that we went through, but God, he just camouflages everything with us. And I am appreciative for you, woman of God. I'm appreciative of what you're grateful for. So you know what? This has been truly a good year so far that God has blessed us with. And we thank God. And you were just saying how your baby daughter had twins. Amen.
Yes.
And that
is such
a blessing. And we thank God because they came here healthy and bouncing and laughing and growing.
Yes.
Now, that is something to be grateful for. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God.
Amen. I thank you.
Amen. Amen. Will there be another that would just like to share on the goodness of God? Amen. What are you grateful for? Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello? This is Pastor Donna. Would you like to say what you were grateful for?
Just life. Life itself.
Amen. 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 And you know what? Yes, sir? May I ask who I'm talking to? Would you like to say your name, who you are?
Pastor Tony Farrell from Dallas, Texas.
You gonna make me run.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, my God, Pastor Tony. Oh, God, it's so good to hear your voice. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I know
God
that
is
why is that girl so happy? Oh, I love this man right here.
I love you back.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for just being thankful for life, man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes. I'm looking at mine. I couldn't have been here this year, but God turned around and made the devil behave. And the grave said, not today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. God gives mercy. There's still some work you have to do. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's how that. Yes. You know, just life, you know, it's so many people that are, you know, losing life, and age isn't a factor now. You know, back in the day, you get older, you know, you look forward to dying or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you can't take it for granted, you know.
That's right.
When we get old, you know, we're going to do this back up. All's not promised.
Yeah.
But now
we
Amen. Yeah. Well, I thank you so much, Pastor Tony. Amen. For just putting aside this to come and listen on tonight. Oh, my God. And I bless that you have a beautiful Thanksgiving that's coming up with your family.
Yes.
Amen.
You already know.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Well, God bless you. I love you, man of God. Amen. All right. And be listening for you soon, too, again. Amen.
All right. All right, sounds good. You know I'm gonna try and get on it.
Hello.
Okay. Yes. Hello. God bless you. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
God bless you.
Thank you. My name is Dakota.
Well, God bless you, Dakota. Well, what are you grateful for? How old are you, Dakota?
I'm 10 years old.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Hey, now, what are you grateful or thankful for?
I'm grateful and thankful for the life that God gave me.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Now, I hope there's some more children that's listening that can call in and say, hey, if this little girl can get up and say that she's grateful for the life that God has given her, oh, my God. Just think what the other little kids will get up and say.
Yeah.
Well, look, Dakota, I am so glad that you tuned me in on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, now, you see this 10-year-old calling in, amen, amen, and saying she is grateful for the life that God has given her. Amen. I mean, God is wonderful. God is good. And I have this little poem that said, be thankful. It said, be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. Now, feel free to stop if somebody else got something that they would love to say, what they're grateful and thankful for. Just feel free to just cut on in. Amen. Amen. Will there be another one before I start reading?
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hello.
Hello. Well, while we waiting on them, I have a little poem that said, be thankful. It said, be thankful. Ooh, this is real good, that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Amen. Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn, because we don't know everything. Amen. It said, be thankful for difficult times. During those times, you grow up. Amen. It said, be thankful for limitations, because they give opportunity for improvement. Be thankful for your mistakes. God knows you make a lot of mistakes. Because if we're thankful for it, it will teach us a valuable lesson. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you made a difference. Amen. It's easy to be thankful for the good. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are always thankful.
I'm grateful for the life that God gave me.
Find a way to be thankful for your trouble, and they can become your blessings. Amen. 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 We thank God on thankfulness and faithfulness tonight, and just gratefulness. Because you know what? I am thankful for all what God has done for me. I am thankful that on this year, God let me live. Amen. Had a test, and when they went through the test, it was trying to put stents in my artery, and they punctured my artery, and I had a heart attack on the table. God is good. They had to shut off my blood flow for 20 to 30 minutes just to prepare the stent. So from them preparing it, they had to put 5 stents in there at one time. And the doctor told me, after all of this was over, he said, normally you don't last long when they have to put 5 stents at one time. And I said, well, glory be to God. So you know what? I am grateful that I'm still here. I am grateful that I can share joy and laughter with my grandbaby. Hallelujah. I am grateful that I can share joy and laughter with my friends. Amen. God is good. I mean, he super rules. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I know you're listening out there. I know you can call in and just start talking. It's all right. So let me know what God has done for you that you are so grateful for. Amen. Amen. Would there be another one? I had heard somebody. I hope everything is fine. God bless you. God bless you. Or is it something that somebody would like to share on thankfulness and gratefulness? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, hello. Hello. I can hear you. I don't know if everything is well on the radio part. You know, amen, because I keep hearing someone trying to say something. But I guess they'll come back. Amen. 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 But it's a song while I'm waiting, and it said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And I, yes, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hardly hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, woman of God. This is Paul Dalcor just saying I'm grateful for my beautiful family and my loved ones. And just give me and my family another life chance. That sometimes that we fall short, but he's still able to give us another chance. I'm so thankful for that.
Yes, yes. Well, I am so thankful for you, man of God. Amen, amen. I love you. And this young man right here, this is my nephew, which is a young pastor. Amen. And I love him with such a great anointing on his life.
I love you too.
Amen. But did you hear what he said? He said he is grateful for all that God has done, even though we might fall short, because I know I do. I don't have it all right all the time. But I'm grateful that God gives us another chance. Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good. God is good. This is a night on tonight where I just want to give it over to the radio listening tonight, and I just want you all to share with me on how grateful you are and how good God is. God has kept us from seen as well as unseen danger. God has given us strength, amen, to walk through things that we think that we weren't able to walk through. God has given us a mind. Amen. For the Bible said, if we keep our mind on him, He'll keep us in perfect peace. God has given us a will. A will, like Ezekiel said, in the middle of the field. Hallelujah. God has gave us the incentive to keep moving on. Amen. Some of us give up hope. Some of us don't have joy no more. Some of us gave up our laughter. Oh, my God. But I believe if you just turn back over to Jesus, whoa, here, the song said, is my living in vain? No. My living is not being, it has not been in vain. My praying has not been in vain. My laughter has not been in vain. My joy, have not been in vain. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, God is on the throne. He will make our wrong right. Glory be to God. Whoa. Hallelujah. I'm standing on God's promises. And his promises to say he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will keep us in all that way. Glory be to God. Whoa, I feel God's anointing. Hallelujah. I feel God's anointing. I just want you all to know that God loves when he when we thank him. God loves when we reverence him. God loves when he when we lift him up. God loves when we go when we glorify him. God loves when we when we acknowledge him. Amen. So let's just give a second right here and all of us just praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Whoa, God, I thank you.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
It's so many times we think we walking right, and we think we're right until the Lord show us, the Holy Spirit show us that we're not right.
Mm.
And at the same God, like the man of God said, that he is a God that still he covers us in even our sin. The Bible says that the love covers a multitude of sins. So even God covers us in sin that even other people may not see it, but only you and God know. And that's so awesome because he doesn't embarrass us. He doesn't front us. He doesn't show us off.
Yes.
He don't put us on front street. No. He don't gossip about us. You know, he don't make us to be made ashamed. That's the enemy. That's the devil. God covers us with his love. Even when we fall short, people won't even know. Because the love of God covers us. You know, just to be, even just his love is enough to just thank him for. I mean, that's awesome to have. He's not a person. He's God. I mean, God all by himself, that he doesn't have to. But just to love us beyond our faults and our shortcomings and our sin and our dirtiness and nastiness, you know. And even when we do things good and righteous, he loves us unconditionally. And who would not want to serve a God like that? Who is
Amen.
To have God Almighty to love us when we're down and when we're up, and then give us the word of God that all we got to do is believe and we'll be healed. It don't cost money.
It
don't cost a dime to get the great physician, Jesus. If you poor and don't have enough money to get to the doctor, you can get to this word and it can and you can decree a thing that you heal and God will manifest it. It's just awesome. You know, all of you know, so many people talking about Donald Trump, you know, all this and that. But the last I heard, he ain't God. He ain't got the last word, and he's not our hope. Our hope is in Christ
our
Jesus.
Our hope is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
The Bible said these
Amen.
Things will come, but rejoice because our redemption draw nigh.
Yes.
This may be a sad time for the world, but this is supposed to be a glorious time for the Christians because light shines bright in darkness.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We have to let our light shine. So remember,
That's
see our
right.
good works and God, our Father's in heaven. So, you know, it's just this is a time that we are supposed to encourage other people, Christians and unsaved, that he is the way and the light. So I just
That's
thank
it.
God. Truly, I thank God for who he is in my life and not only how he blessed
Amen.
Me, but how he blessed others. You know, how when we pray, how God will heal somebody. God will bless their finances, not just for me, but how he blessed others. The Bible says he's the just and the unjust. So I'm just so happy that he's my, you know, he's my father and that he supplies all my needs and he takes care of me and my family. So, I mean, sometimes,
Amen.
You know, I go through a little part that I might feel a little, you know how you feel a little, might get a little sad there. But then you think about it, somebody call you, or God has somebody put it on their heart to call you, encourage you. You know,
That's it.
So I'm really just grateful for who he is in my life, you know, and He's just kept me and my family.
Yes. And you know what?
I just
what?
Can't thank him enough.
Amen, woman of God. And then, too, the word says he's a keeper. And it's a song that says he's a keeper. Oh, yes, he is. And,
yes, he is.
And then you said something so great that the world is looking at the elect president that will be in office in January. But you know what? Our focus needs to be focused on God. Because
Amen.
The God we
Amen.
Serve, when you go
That's
in
right.
with one thing that you might have on your agenda, God will turn it around. And he said he the only one can move on the heart of man. Amen?
Yeah, we said.
Amen.
Amen.
So see,
Amen.
Instead of working it out for evil, this could be, God could turn this thing around and it will work in our favor. I mean, the whole United States, it will work in our favor. Amen. So we still
Amen.
Thankful, even for the election. We are still thankful because this
Amen.
Time God comes in and show his hand. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I was, amen. And I was thinking about even when the young girl that had got on, and matter of fact, that was my grandbaby, who I love, Miss Dakota. Amen.
Yes.
And she loved God. And that's my little prayer partner. We pray all the time.
Yes.
And she came up and she said she's thankful for who God is in her life. I didn't talk about this with her. She just asked, can she call in the number? And I told her, yeah, baby, you can call in. But look what God, the Bible said, train up a child.
That's the word.
And they never will depart. They might stray, but they will come back. Amen.
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 That's the word.
Amen. Will there be someone else?
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
That would like to say something? Is that you? Is Prophetess Dana, you on the line? Or Miss Beverly, are you on the line? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we thank God. This has truly been good. Amen. Amen. And for everything the prophetess had just said, God is truly good. And we looking to God for the author and the finisher of our faith. We looking for him to make everything all right. We looking for him to stand tall in every situation of our life. Amen. We looking for him to make us happy, glad. Glory be to God. I mean, woo, double shot. Happy, glad. Amen. Because this time now, people is killing people. Blacks killing blacks. Hallelujah. They keep saying black lives matter. Well, if it matters, then put the guns down. Put the hate down. Put the fight down. Glory be to God. Let's come together with one accord. Amen. Amen. Instead of trying to win turf, this is not what it's all about. Glory be to God. It's about us coming together, being as one. Amen? Amen. And we need to look to God because people can't correct things for us. Only God can. Amen? Amen. So I'm not leaning to my own understanding, but I'm leaning
Amen.
To the Lord. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Because his understanding is far more than I can ever think. Glory
Amen.
Be to God. Whoa, so I am grateful to know that God is faithful. I am grateful to know that he can change things around. I am thankful to know that his will God. Whoa, I felt that. I am thankful. Whoa, that when I call on his name, he will answer me. I am thankful that when you lose someone, God will, he come in and he will encourage you. And he will send somebody else your way. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful today for my husband. I'm grateful today for my son and my daughter. I'm grateful today that God has given me double for my trouble with them. I have two weddings coming up in 2017. Both my children is engaged. And getting married. So I'm grateful because I'm gaining a son-in-law and I'm gaining a daughter-in-law. Amen. And I'm gaining a mother-in-law and a father-in-law. And I'm gaining two more grandchildren. God is a good God. He's a good God. So I am happy. Like sometimes my grandbaby said, happy glad. I am happy glad that God has chosen to bless me like this. It's a privilege. I count it a privilege, men and women of God. I count it a privilege what God is doing in our life. Amen. 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 And the Bible said, if we seek those things which are above, amen, we can start gaining. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. We can gain things that we didn't even have. We can gain things that we didn't even know that we can hope for. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But most of all, I'm thankful for, like my granddaughter said, for life. Pastor Tony said he was grateful for life. Pastor Paul said he was grateful for life. Prophetess Steffi said she was grateful for life. This is what God is doing. He has given us life and that more what? Abundantly.
Abundantly.
And 2 Chronicles 16:34 said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endure. Amen. Yes. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 said, give thanks in all circumstances. It's like Pastor Paul said, I ain't getting everything right.
That's right.
I didn't step into the right place all the time. But it said, give thanks in all circumstances. He still gave thanks for that. For it said, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. None of us got it right. If we had it right, God wouldn't have no need for us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But all I know that in the end, hallelujah, that God called my name. And I hear him when he called me. Glory be to God. And I can go into the heavenly place. And claim my mansion. But he said in my house, he said my father's house, there's many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. Amen. Amen. Psalm 136 said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Amen.
Glory
to God. Amen. Psalm 30 said, give thanks to God for his what? Deliverance. David wrote, I will exalt you. you, O Lord, for you lifted me up and out of the depth and did not let my enemies gloat over me. How many times we can tell the Lord thank you? But we did not have our enemies to gloat over. What they planned. God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I shall repay. Amen. That's what I'm grateful for.
Amen.
That God didn't let the enemy have. God did not let the enemy have his way. And I am grateful today because the way of the Lord is right and somebody else is wrong. Amen. That's why the scripture said the wages of sin is death. But the what gift of God is eternal life. We got eternal life tonight with God. We can come in and we can ask God come into our hearts. I know it might be some that just might be listening tonight and have slayed away and slid away from God. Amen. And God is a reclaimer because God claims all them that is here. Hallelujah. He's the creator. And he created us. Amen. And God said, all those that's lost, he said, come on back. Come on back. Now, if you out there, amen, and you'd have stepped out from the umbrella of safety, glory be to God, then this is your chance that you can ask God to come back. God is a restorer. He will revive. He will rejuvenate. Glory be to God. He will set your feet back on a solid ground. And if you're out there and you would just like to repeat after me, amen, you can just say, Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on
my soul.
Come
in and dwell with me forevermore.
With me forevermore.
And I will give you the praise. Now, God, we thank you. We thank you for the souls, amen, that have recited the prayer. We thank you for all that you have done for us, amen. We thank you, God, that you just hear prayers. Now, if you don't have a church, I believe in the fivefold ministry, amen, that prophecy, going through prophetic teaching, laying of hands, amen, that God is doing this. Now, you can go to one of these churches, and I mean, if really the word is going forth, then, amen, you will be able to grow. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you enjoyed the service of tonight, amen, and if you didn't have a time to listen to it all, remember, you can go back and listen on the radio. Amen. And you can go back and log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Amen. And click the word follow, and you will be able to pull up the lessons from any lessons that was taught. Amen. On the internet radio. We thank God for it. And that if you would like to write me, amen, my email is dmkministries2016@gmail.com. Amen, amen. And And I had a conference, and if you would like to pull me up on YouTube, you can pull up DMK Ministry, and it will pull up where the teaching that I had did. Amen. But we just want to thank God. Amen. For the prophets and the pastors. Amen. And the little prophet, I'm calling her Prophet Dakota, that was on the line with me, and all those else that was on the line but didn't get a chance to come through. God is truly a good God. I'm truly thanking God for you. And in this season, I just speak a blessing, amen, over you, amen, and thanksgiving. So, Prophet Steffi, can you just pray a blessing over all of us and the internet radio, amen, and bless them for Thanksgiving. Amen.
Yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord. This is a time for thanks, and it is a time of thanksgiving. Well, Lord, we ask you, Lord, that those who have families and those that don't have families, we ask you, Lord, to cover with your blood in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
bless them, Lord, to come together and to share love in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that their tables be full of food, and, Lord, that they be full, and Lord, there be no lack in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let no one, Lord, be lonely on that day. They say that that's a high rate of suicide, and we come against suicide in the name of Jesus. And we speak that the love of God be released in the name of Jesus. That someone will hook up with someone, Lord, and they will have a beautiful, awesome Thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for safe Thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This will be a time for sharing love and food and fellowship together in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, also that if there's family members that's not speaking and talking to one another, we ask you, Lord, that there be a spirit of forgiveness that will go forth in the family.
Yes.
And that you'll touch the hearts of the family. They'll come together in the name of Jesus. Even families have been missing, looking for each other. Lord, we ask you there will be a time that they'll find their loved ones safe and happy and healthy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. And we give you the honor and praise and glory. This is the time that we want to give you more thanks for what you gave us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you to cover all the listeners. Bless them whatever their need is, Lord. We ask you to meet their need, not only for Thanksgiving, but throughout the whole year. In the name of Jesus, we decree no lack. In the name of Jesus. We ask you to keep them, Lord. Keep them on their journey, Lord. Keep their ministries. Keep their marriages. Keep their minds. Keep their bodies. Keep them healed. In the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory in
all
Jesus' name it is. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Don.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I've been trying to talk all night. Now you can hear me.
I know, I kept hearing you.
I had to hang up and call back in. I'm like, I keep trying to talk, and people keep talking over me. They don't hear me. Glory to God. God is just truly good. And
amen.
I'm just thankful for all that he is, all that he do. And when you said the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that's the scripture I was trying to say. And even in the midst of the pain of life, we still got to be thankful to God. Glory be to God.
Because
he is truly,
yes, he is.
Oh, good God, we just think back out of all that he bought us from. When we were in the world, how he kept us. Glory be to God. So
come on,
I'm just thankful this season for everything that he's doing in my life. I just went through a 6-week ministry class. So I keep telling myself, I can't remember. Oh, my God, when it was time to take the finals, the Holy Spirit just brought everything to my remembrance.
Woo!
Nobody but God.
Thank you,
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
I just wanted to say something.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I'm going to try to say something
Amen.
Before they hang up. Glory be to
Amen.
God, but I'm truly thankful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thankful for all that he do for me, the body of Christ, and what he's doing in the earth realm. All my prayers are going to manifest in the earth realm. Glory be to God.
Glory
and that's
to
the God
God
we serve. Glory
thank
be
you.
To God. So I
thank
love you, women of God.
I
thank God for everybody that called in to support Pastor Donna. Glory to God.
Yes.
You all
thank
have
you.
A blessed Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you. And you
thank
too
you.
Now.
Thank
and you all to my radio listener, have a blessed Thanksgiving. I love you all.
Amen.
Love you too.
Amen.
Amen. Bye bye.
Amen.
Bye bye.
Amen.
Bye bye.